talks with Russia for disarmament. And I told you at the time, you know, because part of these, there were five countries that are involved in this that were the leaders of the disarmament campaign. And China, communist China, was one of them. And I told you at the time, because there was an article that I covered that China was being quiet. They're kind of sitting, you know, as meek and mild as a church mouse in the corner, not saying a whole lot, because they don't want to draw attention to the fact that they're upgrading their nuclear missiles. They're building up their weapon systems. They're modernizing things. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what the dirty little secret here, which shouldn't be a secret at all, is that communist China has been preparing for war with the United States for many years. They believe that there is an inevitable war coming. And certainly Roger Canfield, I covered his book many times on this show, China's Trojan Horses. He says China's students, spies, they have scientists, they have various people who have infiltrated this country that are really in reality spies, but they're here under the guise of other means, other, pretenses. And we have all these uninspected goods, all these uninspected sea crate containers coming to this country that are not inspected from communist China. I mean, we could have soldiers, plainclothes, communist Chinese soldiers smuggled in. We could be having supplies being smuggled in. And yet our borders, I mean, our southern border, we have porous borders. So anyway, okay, I'm getting a message from Manny. Computer is restarting, keep going to the next break. All right, well, that's fine. We'll just keep going. Anyway, this American Enterprise Institute article basically said the same thing that I was saying last week, that communist China is not going to go along with us on anything. Because you see, the New World Order requires disarmament of the people. It requires the disarmament of countries in addition to individual people. And communist China is not, they will play along up until the point where they don't need us anymore. And they will have a world domination effort of their own. So if you think that communist China and communism in general is no longer a threat to America, then ladies and gentlemen, you're badly mistaken. The American Enterprise Institute says the global financial crisis, once again a created crisis, listeners, has telescoped shifts in the world order, especially for rising China. For many years, the major strategic question regarding China has been whether, as it grows in economic, political, and military might, whether it will embrace the post-World War II order, the treaties, multilateral institutions, and norms developed largely with the United States leadership. The answer, they say, is no. China will not adapt to the existing global. That's where it says. I don't know. They didn't finish the sentence. That is the conclusion this author draws from a recent trip to Beijing and meetings with people in the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party and government. For them, this is not an irrational approach to transacting affairs on the world stage. For us, this presents numerous challenges that might imperil our own interests. Every time I return to China, I'm impressed by its energy and economic growth. During the past 30 years, China's economic juggernaut has lifted 300 million Chinese into the middle class. Its 1.3 billion people provide abundant cheap labor and potentially a vast consumer market. Its dazzling modern infrastructure provides a backbone for continued growth. Its vast and high-quality university system is producing enormous numbers of well-trained computer scientists, engineers, and physicists to feed innovation and ensure high productivity. It holds substantial amounts of U.S. debt, and recently China passed Germany as the world's largest exporting nation. He says, and I guess we're not going to take this break. Are we going to take the break, Manny? Okay. I didn't get an update on the message. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and take the break, and I'll continue this on the other side. And also, we have Mike and Marilyn on the line as well. Stay with us. Govern America continues here in hour number two.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Back to the broadcast. I'm Darren Weeks. That's Poker Face. PokerFace.com is their website. www.pokerface.com. Support the band. Support the Patriot effort. Poker Face is certainly one of them. They've done a lot of outstanding work. Have a lot of albums out. And so I encourage you to check out their music and stuff at all at PokerFace.com. As we continue on, before the break, I was sharing with you an article about China, Communist China, from the American Enterprise Institute. As you were saying, basically, the New World Order that's being formed, which is largely being led by the United States, basically, folks, we've met the enemy, and the enemy is us. It's the United States. Our State Department really has the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Our State Department has been formulating development, sustainable development, in other worlds around the country. Certainly, the United States Agency for International Development is a reality. As our dignitaries travel the world promoting world government and world sustainable development policies, trying to push this thing through the United Nations. And China, communist China, has been playing along. And one of the things that they've been saying, you know, and again, we talked about the disarmament thing last week, and I want to get back to this article from the American Enterprise Institute. This person says, in my recent trip to China, I found its leaders emboldened by recent developments. The global financial crisis created the Great Recession in America, Europe, and most of the world. Meanwhile, China's economy continued to grow at a nearly double-digit rate. This has reinforced China's conviction that its system of a market economy, tightly circumscribed by political and civil society controls, is superior to unfettered free markets, free trade, and open society. The enormous cost America has paid in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts and the uncertain future in both have reinforced the Chinese reluctance to engage in many urgent political challenges, urgent global challenges. The Chinese see America's strength sapped while they grow stronger. I want to say that again. The Chinese see America's strength sapped while they grow stronger. In a conversation about Iran's nuclear program and global terrorism, a senior government official instructed this writer that perhaps America should learn how to act more friendly in the world so it would not have so many enemies, unquote. He went on to say that he doesn't lose sleep over Iran. At the same time that their confidence, even arrogance, grows toward the outside world, China's leaders are also deeply insecure. As Professor Susan Shirk wrote in her book, China, Fragile Superpower, China's leaders are obsessed with what they call social stability. In other words, the prevention of large-scale unrest that could bring down the communist regime. All authoritarian regimes have tenuous legitimacy, but China's rapid economic growth has created further acute stress. China's leaders have ample reason for their concerns. For while 300 million Chinese are beneficiaries of the economic miracle, what economic miracle, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I guess it's an economic miracle that our leaders have sold us out in this country and given all of the power to the communist regime. But when you realize the philosophy of people like Obama and George W. Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton and, you know, administrations on down the line, going back, when we realize that these people are closet communists, then it's not such an economic miracle, is it? These people have sold us out on purpose, given China all this power on purpose. And for what reason has China been built up? Because they'll help to play a role in the global order? They're going to have their own order, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I'm going to leave that article there in the interest of time. I've got some border information. Of course, their Arizona law on immigration was passed. We have some information on that. The Gulf oil spill continues to go on. We have information on that. And also, the Tennessee flooding. We'll get to that as well. Anyway, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, and we'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I haven't given the number out yet, but you can certainly call in, 800-313-9443. And Mike in Maryland dialed that number in. Mike, good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always.
Thank you.
That guy from Russia today, man, was spot on. He really knows what's going down. I emailed you recently. It was kind of a serious article, but a funny one, too. It was titled Dangerous Chinese Products. I had a couple of links to some from rinse.com.
Yeah.
But then the humorous aspect of it is I chose this market in China where there's this Chinese guy selling these T-shirts with pictures of Obama wearing one of those communist
green. Yeah, we talked about that on the show, actually. I think Obama went over there. He made a trip over there.
Uh-huh.
Some time ago, and they were selling these Obama shirts with Obama's picture on them.
Yeah.
On the streets.
I laughed. I laughed when I saw that.
This is when his popularity was still at its peak, I think. So, you know, it was a while ago, but actually, he's very well loved in communist China.
Well, he's a kindred spirit.
Yeah, kindred spirit. And another thing that Fidel Castro has had a lot of very positive things to say about Mr. Sotaro.
Of course. I want to talk with the commie a little bit, and it's funny. Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I rode the short school bus to school.
I'm not either.
Okay, so I'm a news junkie, you know, and public broadcast, and as it hands down over everybody else. Although there are some other good sources from other good avenues. Be that as it may, I've been hearing forever that China owns $1 trillion worth of our debt. Japan owns like half a trillion, and there's other Arab countries that own another half a trillion, whatever. Mm-hmm. Trouble is, I've been hearing that for the past 7 or 8 years. Well, we have a debt imbalance roughly of $200 billion a month, varying degrees. So that's roughly $2.5 trillion a year of in trade imbalance, plus that doesn't count our deficits from the government of another $500 billion. So that's $300 trillion a year. Well, if for the past 6 or 7 or 8 years we've been hearing China owns $1.1 trillion and other countries own another trillion, well then, and the trade imbalance has been roughly this bad for the past near a decade.
Yeah.
How come we? Where's that debt going? Is it not being counted, or what? I mean, could you explain
that to me?
I don't quite have that figured out.
Yeah, I'm not an economist either. I just kind of play one on the radio sometimes.
Sure, yeah.
I read, and what I read is that they own a trillion of our debt. Now I don't know if that can count the economic shift in money and jobs that have been outsourced to that country. Via the trade imbalance. I mean, I think that's a different issue altogether. I think what we're talking about with the $1 trillion debt is we're talking about actual debt purchases that you know, through bonds and government securities that China has purchased. And lately they've been using that debt as leverage, threatening to sell it off, and in fact they have made some moves to do so. My understanding is, though, that they still are the largest debt holder of this country, but I think we're dealing with two different issues here.
Well, could be, but yeah, and I don't, you know, I've been talking to a couple of friends about the economy, and we've been saying, well, we got 1 or 2 years left before the, you know, what hits the fan. We've been seeing that for like nearly 10 years, and it's amazing how long you can keep these plates spinning on this economic Ferris wheel, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, and you're right. I mean, this has been a crisis that has been many, many years in the making. However, we have never had the kinds of actions being taken that we see now. I don't think anybody really knows in this movement exactly when the rug's going to be pulled out from under us. It's just very apparent that it gets more and more close all the time, and I just don't see, you know. You see the massive fluctuations in the markets right now. You see the scrambling that's going on behind the scenes. I'm sure the plunge protection team is going full tilt. You know, things are moving so quickly, and you see such a movement, a rushing of things. And in the meantime, you have all these regulations that are being put into place to clamp down the people when the civil unrest inevitably hits.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Yeah.
So, I mean,
well,
I can't say when it's going to happen.
Might be going bad on me now.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't know how much time left on the cell phone battery, but
okay.
At
well,
any
I'll
rate,
tell you what, we're almost up to break time anyway.
Okay.
The point is I don't think none of us know when it's going to happen.
I know.
The key here is to be prepared for it.
Oh, you're right, and part of the reason why maybe they're trying to keep this thing out longer so they can get more of the police state apparatus put in place too.
Yeah, that might very well be. I think basically what they want to do is make it to where nobody could ever rebel. They want to make it to where everything is clamped down so tight that future generations could never hope to cast off the chains that are being put around them right now. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, for the call. God bless you.
You take it easy.
We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell up in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. Lots of very important information and news up on the main page from a variety of different sources. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. I want to go back to the phone lines right now. Let's go to line one and talk to Craig in Ontario. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Okay, Darren, have you covered what's happening in the factory? I think it's in China, called Foxconn is the name of the company.
I'm not sure. I don't recall that. What's the story there?
Okay, what it is this is a factory, the company that's making either the new iPhones or the new iPad for Apple. And apparently, yeah, I could be wrong. I thought it was China, maybe Korea, or maybe Taiwan, but I think it's China.
Okay.
And that in the past month, there have been something like, I think, 20 or 30 suicides, because this is one of those hive mind community factories that they've set up over there, where they take the young kids in their teens and 20s, looking
right.
for a job,
mm-hmm.
and so much pressure, they're committing suicide. I mean, this is where our jobs have gone, and this is a whole
yeah.
beehive, new world order. I tell you, this is awful. So, I don't know, people look up Foxconn, F-O-X-C-O-N-N, just Google it, and it'll open your eyes, folks, to what's coming down the pipe if we don't act.
Yeah, well, it may very well be that these people were suicided, you know. Maybe they didn't, you know, China has a pretty bad human rights record.
Yes.
And it may very well be that they weren't doing quite the job that they wanted, you know, that the masters in charge of these state facilities wanted them to do, and they were taken outside and harvested for organs. You know?
Well, I don't know if the folks that have committed suicide were that high up in sort of the political realm. Maybe they could have been taken, but... the majority of them that have been sort of on the news reports, they've kind of jumped off their balconies, you know, in these huge facilities
oh,
where
okay.
they kind of live.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pretty depressing now, you know, what can happen to the human soul. And I just thought I'd share it with you because your subject today is all about China. I think it's very relevant, folks, as to what's happening. I'm glad you're waking up people's
Well, we do mind. The best we can, and certainly we need, in many respects, we preach to the choir, but,
yeah.
you know, the choir does wander in off the streets sometimes. So,
well, we like to sing the truth every now and then.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's what we're about. We're about looking for the truth, you know, and trying to cover it wherever we find it. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Or actually, Craig. That was
that's
Craig.
Okay.
God
Good
bless
work,
you,
buddy.
Man.
You too.
All right, folks, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And now we're going to go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, good morning.
Morning. Very, very important news story, and I don't mean to get off the beaten path, but
mm-hmm.
but it kind of relates to the downfall of America, and that is Philippe Calderon basically thumbed his nose at America, and,
yes.
and Tom McClintock, who should have been governor, stood up and told us the way it is. So big kudos for Tom McClintock. And you know what scary is? Our enemies, whether it's China or Mexico or all these other countries, they're basically saying, you're not in a position to do anything. You might as well put up the white flag and surrender. We have a big insider in the White House. His name is Barack Hussein Obama, and he's going to give the country to us. So you might as well just put your hands up and surrender. And that's what it's tantamount to. And you know what? All this stuff, whether it's the bailouts and all this other stuff, all this stuff should have been handled 20 to 40 years ago with the House of Un-American Activities.
Yeah.
Should have stayed open, and these people should have been tried and executed pretty much for treason.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I
Well,
I
that whole thing is, you know, the McCarthy thing.
Yeah.
You know, I've said it over and over again. You know, I think McCarthy's very well been vindicated. The problem is, Jeff, is the average person doesn't know what communism is anymore.
I know.
You know what? We're so addicted in this country to social programs and social spending, you know, that I could totally see the United States becoming like Greece in that we have riots when the money flow is cut off.
Exactly.
Especially now because, you know, with all these people on unemployment, you know, people have no choice but to accept the handouts just to survive. So
it's exactly right.
We have been made soft for so many years, and you know, the people think when these global planners and the people from the top down, the people who run industry, who control the corporations, who provide the technology to make our life comfortable, to make our life relaxed. So hey, you people in America, take it easy, kick back, relax. We'll make all these things to give you an easy life, so things will be easy for you. And you sit back and think, hey, isn't it great that capitalism has delivered so many nice things for my benefit?
Exactly.
In reality,
right.
It's not for your benefit. It's to make you soft, so you'll be dependent upon the system, so that when they take it away, you'll be running like a rabbit with a streetcar pounding down on it. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wiggs. As we continue on here, at the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting, we're going to be bringing up Vicki Davis of channelingreality.com. We're going to be talking about some of her research. So that's at the top of the hour. Meantime, we have Jeff from Massachusetts on the line still. And Jeff, did you finish up your thoughts there?
Yeah, I'll finish it up right now, which is what people have to realize is a lot of the people coming over the borders are not here to pick your blueberries. They are revolutionaries. They are terrorists, the real ones. I mean, we have a foreign invasion literally coming into this country. We are at war with the third world, and we have somebody from the third world as our president, and you combine those two elements, it's going to be very hard to get this country back. We had a chance about 20 to 30 years ago, but that window is closing every single day. I am not a racist. This is not about race. It's about ideology. And the ideology is either capitalism or communism. It's better to be dead than red. I know I'm sounding like somebody who came in a time machine from 1950s America, but you see, we actually need to go back through time and get people from the 50s and bring them to today, because we need some of that old spun wisdom. God bless. I thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call. You know, and the thing is, now they're having a system put into place today which attempts to take the problems of capitalism and the problems of socialism slash communism, balance them against each other, and merge it into a new system, which isn't quite so new at all, called communitarianism. And this is what we see under Agenda 21. Agenda 21 really is a communitarian program in that it tries to balance the two extremes and bring it all together. And this is why they say that we don't have our we have all these rights, but yet these rights have to be balanced away against the common interest or the common good. And so it really isn't an either-or capitalism versus communism debate anymore. This is, once again, two different sides pitted against each other in a Hegelian fashion with an effort to merge them together into this communitarian system that we have. So I think we have two things going on. We have the communist threat, which is communist, and then we have the New World Order crowd under the United Nations that are, you know, Amitai Zioni and these people trying to put in this community-type system, this communitarian-type system, which tries to make everything nice and friendly, but really it's still the same old totalitarian control. And that's what we're talking about here. Earlier, Jeff had mentioned that the one of the Mexican leaders, I think it was Calderon, was on the lawn of the White House. He was actually trashing America, trashing the Arizona law, which, by the way, there are reasons why we want to criticize the Arizona law. We'll get to that in a moment, but it's certainly not because of racism. That is the wrong reason. That's a false flag distraction, in my opinion. What we should be opposing the Arizona law on is the fact that it's databasing the people. But anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. But, I really don't think anybody from Mexico who's a leader from Mexico is really in a position to stand in our nation's capital and be trashing our country at a time when we have this kind of stuff going on in Mexico. From the monitor, our friend Gringo down there, who's listening right now, thanks for listening, Gringo, he sent me this. Reynosa federal agents targeted in grenade attack. It says the federal agents were targeted in a grenade attack late Wednesday night on the city's west side. Reynosa officials warned residents to avoid Hidalgo Boulevard about 11 p.m. during what appeared to be a grenade explosion at a federal preventive police facility, or PFP, in Las Cimas subdivision. No further information was immediately available, and officials with the Mexico Attorney General's office did not answer the calls from the monitor, the newspaper. Earlier on Wednesday, soldiers freed 55 kidnapped migrants who were being held captive inside a house in central Reynosa. Victims comprised 5 children, 12 women, 38 men, most of from Central and South America. Authorities arrested 6 suspected kidnappers who were at the location, according to a statement issued by the Mexican Defense Ministry. Anyway, every day we have casualties going on in Mexico. Every day there is a civil war brewing on our border right now. And yet you have the Mexican leader in this country saying, hey, we can't enforce our borders. Well, what gives him the right to do that, ladies and gentlemen? The North American Free Trade Agreement. In NAFTA, there are economic free zones, free trade zones. And things are being harmonized now because of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And this is what gives them the right. Vicente Fox he told the media some years ago, he used to be the quote-unquote president of Mexico, because keep in mind, everybody's a president for our consumption. We're supposed to believe that every other country of the world is like the United States. So everybody's referred to as a president now. But anyway, Vicente Fox said, my people coming to America are not illegal immigrants. He said they're migrant workers under human rights treaties. And what was he referring to? Probably the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 13. And Bill Clinton signed the executive order, 13107, Implementation of Human Rights Treaties. So all of this stuff about illegal immigration, they're migrants under human rights treaties. And an international law which we should be revoking, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to go on the real debate. I know there's other calls on the... We'll get to you in just a moment if you hang with me. I want to cover this from Cassandra Anderson. She writes, Agenda 21 alert, immigration theater. She says, the purpose of the federal government's neglect of protecting the border with Mexico is so that the illegal immigrants can't pass through it virtually at will in order to create a nearly open border. This accomplishes the globalist objectives of weakening sovereignty and nationalism, developing economic strife, and fomenting discord between taxpaying citizens and illegal immigrants, which are necessary elements to implement the North American Union. Further, it sets the stage for amnesty and the federal government's immigration bill that would establish a national ID card for all workers, the inroad to real ID. Arizona's new immigration law, SB 1070, is controversial, but not for the reasons that mainstream media presents. Its controversy lies in the database collection on people as opposed to racism. This illusion is used to create drama. California has threatened to boycott Arizona businesses, primarily travel-related services, including food and lodging. California stands to benefit by drawing tourism away from Arizona and into California. It is also a way for California to deflect attention away from its own immigration problems by demonizing Arizona. In response, L.A. City Council's vote to boycott Arizona, the Arizona utility regulator suggested renegotiation of electrical power agreements with the city of Angels. While this is probably just an act of theater of distraction, Angelinos are already facing a 28% rate hike in power bills as a result of political maneuvers and or incompetence. However, Arizona's new immigration law may not be the picture of freedom and sovereignty that has been painted. Due to some language in the new law, it is possible that any state, agency, or state subdivision may hand over any data on any person for any public benefit, service, or license. This could set up a national database for free-flowing information to the Department of Homeland Security. In effect, it paves the way to Real ID, but without the official card, the disturbing issue behind Real ID is the massive amounts of data that can be collected and tied together in the possession of the federal government. They quote here from the law. I'm going to leave that article there. I just wanted to throw that out there in the interest of time. I'll just conclude with this. While Arizona pretends to be the model of freedom, it has hidden the truth in another PR stunt. Governor Jan Brewer promised to allow the state's freeway spending camera contracts to expire. What the mainstream media isn't revealing is that these cameras comprise less than 10% of radar cameras within Arizona. Arizona countries and cities have contracts with the foreign camera company, Redflex, so more than 90% of the speeding cameras that surveil private vehicles will remain. Redflex plans to expand its operations into more states. Anyway, we'll leave that there. We'll go back to the phone lines, and let's bring up real quickly J.G. in California. J.G., good morning.
Morning, Derek.
What's on your mind?
I had an issue with a friend of mine last night, or the other night, mm-hmm. who, I guess you could say he's almost MK-Ultra'd.
He was saying he was MK-Ultra'd?
Yeah, he's... His ethnic background is black and very, very, very accomplished musician in the percussion area, played with most of the famous people around the world, and met him here where I'm at now, and so we've had various conversations about the world, and the next thing I find out... Last year when I met him, that he's involved in the Baha'i faith. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
And if you would not agree, which I think you would, it's part of the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And he has so far gone with the fact of nonviolence, it would take you back into the Renaissance area. Comes and argues, we already went through a gun period in this world, especially in America he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he thinks that the elimination of weapons worldwide would obviously eliminate crime and killing, which
yeah.
is totally, of course, you know what.
Yeah.
And he would. He thinks that the only honest patriot, which I have to halfway agree with, was Thomas Paine, the rest were crooks, because he's into this, not accusatory of the white man with slavery, but the fact that the founding, which I sort of half agree, many of them were crooks.
Yeah, I need you to get to the point there, JG.
Well, it's just the frustration. I'll let you go. Thanks again, Derek.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got other callers and the time's ticking away. Appreciate the call, though. God bless you. Let's go to Janan in Texas. Janan, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for reading that last excerpts from that last article you just mentioned. I hope I can find it on your website.
Anyone? I can certainly send you the link, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you.
I think it is up on the website, actually.
Okay. I have been looking into this SB 1070, this new Arizona law, quite extensively, and I had several questions that I never could seem to get answered by anyone. That I was deliberately being ignored in my questions. But so I do see this as an Agenda 21 dialectic little scam they're putting on us. The Arizona law is not truly a sincere law that we Americans want. We do want border integrity. We want something good and strong as far as a state law, you know, and This law does not seem to be it. And I guess the bottom line question that you will never see anything about in the actual statute or in all the articles is, even if this Arizona law gets accepted and it gets implemented in a constitutional way and they start arresting a lot of people, there are no plans to physically deport or physically actually escort those illegal aliens out of the United States.
Yeah.
That the most that can happen is that we taxpayers will be paying for their jail stay or their prison stay. And even that's probably not going to happen. But, you know, they'll just be released out on the street on their own recognizance or something. But, you know, other countries in the world, they physically escort people out of their country by train or bus or plane and under armed guards, and that's what needs to happen. And I'm sure that Mexico will not even allow us to do that if we did do it. They won't allow us to drive a bus into Mexico and dump these illegal aliens back into their country.
Right.
You know, but that's the bottom line. Even if everything works out perfectly, the end result does not involve physically deporting these people, and that's what we want. But anyway, that's all. I'll hang up.
All right. I appreciate that, Janan. You know, the thing about it is, folks, is, you know, I think we all want, all of us, those of us who are on the right side of things, those of us who are in favor of sovereignty of our country, we have to be in favor of protecting the borders. Just like I said last week, if you don't have the ability to defend yourself with military and weapons, you don't have sovereignty. But if you don't have border integrity, you don't have sovereignty. And I have said years ago on this broadcast, as on a different network, but the point is that I've been saying for a long time that the border states need to stand up. If the federal government doesn't do its job, the border states can pass the laws necessary and patrol the borders on a state level. Now that that's happening, I mean, it would be a good thing, except for the fact that they have this databasing stuff going on now, which, you know, the people will go for because they're looking for any kind of solution possible to get the job done. Everyone's wanting border integrity, except for the people who are coming here. So the problem is, ladies and gentlemen, is if you go for databasing, DNA databasing people, or the Mexicans, that is the camel's nose under the tent. All this tracking stuff they want to put in place for the immigrants, the migrants, or whatever you want to call the people coming here from Mexico, all of this stuff that they're trying to put into place for them today will eventually be implemented for the rest of us. Because if you go for it for them, it won't be long before you have two different classes of citizens, and eventually everyone's going to get it. So I think we need to look at that, those people who are advocating these types of systems. That's why I got into an argument with Michael Cutler on this broadcast about E-Verify. We don't want E-Verify. We don't want a system of tracking everyone everywhere they go. There are other ways of getting this done. There's a difference between documenting migrants and DNA testing, DNA tracking everywhere you go. I got to take another break. When we come back, I'll cover an article from CNET, House votes to expand national DNA arrest database. Also, I want to get to the Nashville flooding. I haven't talked about that yet, but there's some things going on with the Army Corps of Engineers. It's kind of questionable. So stay tuned. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. At the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Vicki Davis. A lot to come here on this broadcast on the 22nd of May, 2010. We'll be back.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.panamalaw.org, and you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
All right, I want to hit the ground running. We have a few minutes left in this hour. Next hour, we're going to be bringing up Vicki Davis. Just to expand a little bit about on this databasing of the population. May 19th, CNET report just a few days ago. House votes to expand national DNA arrest database. It says millions of Americans arrested for, but not convicted of, crimes will likely have their DNA forcefully extracted and added to a national database, according to a bill approved by the U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday. By a 357-32 vote, the House approved legislation that will pay state governments to require DNA samples, which could mean drawing blood with a needle from adults arrested for certain serious crimes. Now, I want to stop here for a moment, because we had somebody on the program call in a few weeks ago and said that basically the Constitution was worthless, and the U.S. government can do anything they want. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution gives the U.S. government the authority to do anything they want, and there's not a thing the states can do about it. Well, we have the Arizona law right now passed, which is misguided, but we have the federal government complaining about that. I don't approve of all the aspects. We've just dealt with that. I don't want to go back into that again. Now we have an article about the House voting to expand a national DNA database, and they say that the legislation that they passed indicates that the federal government will pay state governments to require DNA samples. Now, if the federal government can do anything they want, ladies and gentlemen, why would they pass legislation that indicates that they will pay the state government to require the DNA samples? Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they just pass a bill saying that state governments are mandated to require DNA samples? They have to pay them to do it. They have to pay them to pass their laws requiring that it be done. You see, that proves to me that the federal government can't do the things, just anything they want. They have to get around constitutional restrictions, and the way to do that is doling out the money, doling out the funds to the state government, to the local government. I say they're going to pay the state governments to require DNA samples, which could mean drawing blood with a needle. Okay, I already read all that. They want to pay $75 million to the states that agree to make such testing mandatory. Quote, we should allow law enforcement to use all the technology available to them to reduce expensive and unjust false convictions, bring closure to victims by solving cold cases, better identify criminals, and keep those who commit violent crime from walking the streets, said Representative Harry Teague, the New Mexico Democrat who sponsored the bill. And, of course, they cite civil libertarians, saying DNA samples should be required only from people who have been convicted from crimes, and argue that if there is probable cause to believe that someone's involved in a crime, a judge can sign a warrant allowing a blood sample or cheek swab to be forcefully extracted. So anyway, that's that article, House voting to expand the national DNA database. Moving along here. And I told you I'd talk about the Tennessee flooding. Unfortunately, we're already up to the end of the hour. I will take the first segment of the next hour to do that, and then we're going to be bringing up Vicki Davis, talk about her research. And at the end of the next hour, I have a special tribute to a very special listener. All of you listeners are special, but I wanted to do a tribute to this gentleman, and so we're going to do that at the end of the next hour. Stay with us. Another full hour to come here on Govern America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new